Who's going to make us richer? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With gas prices up and home prices down, the big issue is now which candidate's going to make us richer. And that depends. If you're a CEO, Barack Obama is not going to make you richer. He's going to raise your taxes. He promises to cut taxes only for the middle class and increase spending on health care, index the minimum wage to inflation, etc. Now, if that happens, that should make the middle class richer, but at the expense of the upper class. Although, if the middle class was richer, maybe it would start buying stuff again and investing again. And who owns the investment houses and the shopping malls? Well, the upper class. So it could be the CEOs would also get richer. On the other side, there's John McCain, who plans to continue the current tax cuts and cut the corporate tax rate further and disappear the inheritance tax entirely, which would seem to benefit the upper class at the expense of the middle class, since that's the policy which has been associated with all this middle class angst. However, he would double tax exemptions for children, which would help the middle class. And you could argue that if corporate taxes are cut, that would leave corporations with more money that they could share with their middle class employees. So you see, who will make you richer depends on whether you believe in trickle up or trickle down. I know it's confusing and you'd like a clear answer on something for once. So how about this? Budget wonks seem to agree beyond doubt that both of the candidates would absolutely positively raise the deficit. That you can take to the bank. Or I guess actually you'd be taking that out of the bank. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.